Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I almost forgot what the fuck I said. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. I haven't done one in a long time. I'm joined by a complete and utter asshole my wife that doesn't want to be a part of the podcast. So this is probably the last one she's going to be a part of. Say goodbye, hon.
Why?
No, you're kicked off, so.
Why am I kicked off?
Because you're a dick. Moving right along. Today I want to talk to you niggas and niggets about parenting and how you niggas is trash. And I can say that without having any kids, but I'm going to do a better job than you fuckboys. And I know y'all sitting at home like, okay, wait until you have one. But, like, believe me, I'm going to do better than you. No, I really do believe I'm going to do better than some of you Negroes. But we're going to throw out our thoughts without having any kids. So this is could be asinine to some or it could be facts. You decide.
Asinine.
Ooh, yeah, big words. But so effects on you as an adult from your parents. Do you feel like there's many? Do you feel like there's some? Or do you feel like there's a lot?
I feel like there's a lot. I mean, I don't have any kids, so I can't really, like, say for sure.
No, we don't.
But just the way that they, like, the whole, like, kids should be seen and not heard, they didn't really do that. Like, we were always able to express ourselves, and I feel like with, you know, our niece and nephews and my brother, you know, we do the same thing. It's not just like, shut up, you're a kid. Another example, just kind of, my parents definitely cursed, but just not like calling us names. Like, I would never.
Oh, like calling your little daughter, come here, you little bitch. Or, yeah. Bitch, you ain't funny, or, you know.
Yeah, or like, I don't even think my parents used the word nigga when we were like growing up.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, because like, when you say it to your kid and not like a. Nigga, stop playing with me or something. Like, when you say it, like, as in, like, to be hurtful, like, it's weird.
Yeah, like, I don't think, Keon hates that. Like, he don't like to be called, I mean, you can't call him, like, stupid or, like, he don't like to
be called. So he takes after you in that?
I guess. I mean, who likes to be called stupid? I think he might be. I'm pretty sure he is.
Lonnie's a kid. You got a lot of kids that I don't know about. So,
damn.
I thought we were doing this podcast blindly, but obviously not. You know what's the worst thing I ever fucking did? Greatest thing sexually? I have sex with a little gangbang over here.
You're fucking ugly.
Jesus Christ.
What the hell up?
But, I mean, definitely has effects. I mean,
yeah.
Whether you care to say so or not, because a lot of people are running from it and act like, nah, like, this is just me, or it ain't had no effect on me, or, you know, like, I mean, even the bullshit of, you know, like, growing up with a bunch of siblings and not having shit and shit that niggas glorify, like, that's not good, like, at all. And I would love to shoot that down.
Why didn't your mom just fucking, like, stop having kids?
I mean, point blank period. You could fucking not like what we're saying, I don't give a fuck, but it's the truth. Like, stop having kids. Like, if you can't provide physically, financially, mentally, like, you probably need to chill the fuck out. Hey, put a little pot on that vagina, okay?
Okay.
Put a lid on that dick, okay? Figure out something.
Put a cap on it?
Yeah, put a cap on it. Put a condom on it. Put a raincoat on it. A jimmy hat. What else?
A rubber?
Rubbers, you know? Put something.
A glove?
Put it an eye.
No glove, no love?
Yeah, put the little thing up yourself for a girl. Do what y'all gotta do.
Put what up there?
Or get the shot or whatever. I don't know how that shit works.
Oh, IUD?
Yeah, I was going to call it IBF because I've been hearing a lot about that with, you know, Gabrielle Union and This Is Us and all these stuff. But I was like, I know that's wrong, so I'm not going to say it, but I was definitely thinking it.
It would have been not close, but I would have corrected you.
Okay, but, you know, forward. I feel like you try to, like, just because you got a college degree and I'm an Antelope Valley High School graduate,
okay,
you try to play me.
Shut
yeah,
up.
Okay. But, it really does have a lot of effects that people, whether they say so or not.
Okay, like, so let me flip it and ask you then the same question you asked me. Because you didn't let me finish, y'all. He didn't let me finish.
Oh, no, because you take too long. I'll be
bored. Oh, yeah, you're rude.
Yeah, I be bored. Like, yeah, I be thinking about everything else. That's why I don't want to be
on your little raggedy-ass podcast.
No, it's your last podcast.
No, I didn't want to do this one.
Yeah, but guess who wanted to? Your bitch. She wanted to. And I took her. Yeah.
You're fucking gay.
Ask me what? Don't ask me no fuck shit.
What you asked me, like, what effects did your upbringing have on you and how you're going to do your kids?
It made me not want to drink, not want to smoke, not do dumb things. It made me want to do a lot with my kids. It made me want to be there. Like, far as I don't want to have a job that holds me down so much. I want to be, like, very present. And just love, you know, and I want to love myself first so I could truly love my kids fully too, because I grew up in households where I felt like my parents were trying to figure out how to love themselves, and it, even though they did the best they could, it made it hard when, you know, you don't love yourself or you got other situations going on. So I don't care. No, but I mean, yeah. I mean, it definitely, how I grew up has super effects on, like, it traumatized me. I mean, realistically, in certain ways, to where, like, my kids ain't never going to feel certain things. And I think that's what everybody tries to do when they have kids, try to make it so they don't feel what they felt in a negative way. But unfortunately, 9 times out of 10, you're going to do the same shit your parents did. Just like hitting your kids. That shit doesn't work.
I don't like that.
Like, that shit is like...
I don't think we'll ever... Like, I feel like we talk about this. Like, I might... Like, my parents did. I didn't really get whooped, but, like, Shay did, but she needed it.
Okay, she needed to be baptized. You know what I mean? She had the bays in the belt.
Shout out to my sister Shay. She was bad. She was bad.
You know who you are.
But I don't know. I guess she just...
Yeah, Shay, I took your bitch, too. Yeah. Yeah, that was me.
You're so fucking ugly. I guess she, you know, so, but they didn't, like, beat on us. Like,
I mean, no.
You know, and I just, after a certain age, they didn't. Because, I mean, you get too old.
I mean, it's just, I mean, sorry to cut you off. Like, I won't let you, because this is your last time on here. So
let
I'm
me
like,
talk.
I'm okay, get it out.
Now I forgot what I was going to say. Just fucking forget it.
Okay, I mean, I'm just basically saying that. When a kid is young, you have to pop them. They don't know no better. Like, you have to, like, show some type of something to
like
them.
Like, you stuck a fork in the socket, or you ran in the street.
Or you, like, wrote all over my damn walls.
By the time they writing on walls, they're going to be old enough to know.
Yeah, because I beat kids.
But also, if they're writing on the walls, that's your fault for not watching them. So just so you know... That if we have a kid and they write on the walls, I'm whooping your ass. Because where the fuck were you? And why did they have, like, a crayon?
The game was on.
Okay. Your ass gonna be on.
Damn. Yeah. I mean...
Because, like, certain shit, if you think about it, it's your fault. Because, like, kids are very curious. I mean, why the fuck would you not? I mean, it's this big-ass empty wall. I have a crayon. Why would you not?
Most canvases are white.
You know what I mean? Why would you not? I mean, kids are just... I mean, they're bored or they're curious. They're trying to figure out stuff. They don't know any better.
Yeah, like when your kid is real quiet and you're like, damn, I get to take a little nap. Yeah, all right, nigga, like, you'll wake up to ta-da. And that nigga done wrote all over everything.
Or, like, burn the house down. For real. Like, you have to watch kids.
Or older kids.
Older kids, like how old?
Somebody playing with matches in their room. Hey!
It was one time.
Yeah, we not go. You know who you are. But,
you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody's going to say, all right, watch when you have kids. All right, you're going to see. You're going to have to. That's dumb as fuck, and I hate that shit. I'll explain. But the number one thing, see, you don't understand. You ain't got no kids. That's the easy way of you fucking saying some bullshit, mm-hmm. me refuting your bullshit, and you just throwing the card like, you ain't got no kids, you ain't got no kids, you ain't got no kids. I know one that I got more common sense than a lot of you motherfuckers. So that's like one. And number two is like a lot of niggas that got the shit beat out of them, they're still bad. They're still in jail.
And if you
they
had
still
to keep
like,
getting fucking beat, like it wasn't working.
And then at a certain age when they get older, like middle school, they kind of getting big. They're going through puberty. What that shit gets weird. Like it's like you're like beating a like another human, like a person in
like
the street.
Like you're fighting them.
Yeah, like it, cause I mean that could, I mean at that point, like, you know, like boys get hit in the chest or something. I don't know what really happened with girls, but it's just like, it gets to a point to where, like,
you ever been hit in your chest?
Probably. I mean, definitely. Yeah, but it's just like,
I don't like that either.
You can't, I don't know, you can't really, like, beat a kid into what you want them to be. Like, I, like we say, and this is our method for you bitch ass niggas that are like, oh, all right, watch. What you need to fucking watch is be there for your kids. Kid, everybody moves off respect. So if you take your kids out, you provide for them, y'all do fun activities, you listen to them when they talk about absolutely fucking nothing for hours and hours and hours when they learn how to talk. And you just do things. If you look them in their face and tell them you're disappointed in them, that shit hurts more than any ass whooping you can ever give them. Because your dad has told you he's disappointed in you, or if he has, or your mom,
they never have.
Well, how did that make you feel if you did something and you could tell that let them down?
I always did stuff so that I wouldn't, because that would hurt more.
Wait.
Like, so, I mean, I don't remember those words. I mean, I'm sure they have been disappointed, but I guess they didn't say it.
I mean, yeah, because like it's more of a vibe than, yeah, like the actuality.
Like, you can just
saying
tell,
that.
But telling somebody I'm disappointed in you is kind of like, that's some hard shit.
Yeah, like, can you just beat my ass?
Yeah, like that's like calling me a bitch, like disappointed. Like, that's how, whoa, I felt. Like, but damn, so I think that's definitely worse.
I just ain't cleaned my room a couple times.
Calm,
like,
down.
Geez.
But yeah, I mean, even now, like, it's kind of dwindled down a little bit, because I think they are, you know, they're proud of us or whatever. But everything that I...
Speak for yourself.
How I move is so that they won't be disappointed.
I mean, and I think that's everybody's goal. Like, even in kids, like I say, if I smoke or if I drink, if I do something, they're not... If I hit you, cheat on you, something they're not accustomed to, that shit would hurt way more than anything else. And that's why, like... Niggas thinking, like, you beating your kids at work. Like, it don't work. Niggas still be like, and it probably turns them out even worse because they're going to carry that behavior.
And they're going to beat their kids.
And who beat us to make us listen? Oh, slave masters. Okay. So you niggas could keep on with that tradition and keep doing shit that niggas use to make us do right. But that's just my opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that. But when you learn from... Do you think you learned from your parents? I mean, you had the difference. So I'm going to just bring it up for myself.
No,
the question was, do you think you learned from the mistakes of your parents or some things that they did?
I mean, I can't really tell because...
Or their bad
habits.
I mean,
I would say not bad. Damn. I mean, my parents are not perfect, but they're, like, close. Like, they did the best they could. I mean, when you say learning from their mistakes, I would say, I mean, they definitely had their first kid at, like, you know, 19 or, I mean, they might have been.
Brenda's got a baby?
losing Isaiah, you said?
Damn.
No. But, you know, they got married super young. And, I mean, now that I think about it, I mean, it was young, but, I mean, they're still married now. I would have married you at 18.
Damn, shorty.
You know. But, you know, just they had babies young, you know. But for them, I wouldn't say they were mistakes because, I mean, they were just,
they knew
were
that
learning.
It seems like they fast forward the process. They knew that this was going to happen anyway.
And I wouldn't say they did much wrong. They were just learning. They were figuring the shit out. So it's like, I mean, they did the best they could. They moved to a whole nother country. Like, first time away from home. Like, y'all are young as fuck. Like,
military.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't feel like they did stuff wrong, but I would say... The baby, having a baby and stuff like that. Like, we waited. And sometimes I think that my dad, you know, maybe not my dad. Well, they feel like they should have, you know, waited.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were doing it, though. Like, we were living.
And, I mean, and that's another misconception that we need to shoot down. When you have a kid, it doesn't stop fucking everything unless you want it to stop everything. It could possibly be harder, but the only thing I could imagine is that, like, their immune system is not as strong as yours. Everything else, I'm like, okay, like, because we don't do shit. We don't club. We don't do shit that a kid can't go to.
So when you say the immune system, you saying like we can still take them places?
Yeah, that's the only down thing I can think of.
I mean, you taking them places is building up their immune system. So, I mean.
I'm a fucking scientist. I graduated. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying. Like, if you keep your kid in the house in a fucking bubble, they're not going to be exposed to anything. Yeah. Don't be an asshole. But yeah, so I feel like my parents, you know, they were young. But, you know, for us, we want to travel. They were living that. Like, no, we were living
already in Europe, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we traveled.
You get on
around.
That little bullet train or whatever.
We didn't never really ride. Well, Shay would ride trains to, like,
plane
field
trains,
trips
automobiles?
Here we go. But we rode, like, a double decker bus.
Double deckers are so trash, but, like, nice. When you actually a tourist,
they nice, yeah.
They're nice. They look like, man, look at that white guy's double deckers. Oh, until yeah, you get on that.
Did that. I mean, so I guess they were doing it already. And they didn't keep fucking happening. Like, it was two of us, like, kids for the longest. And then Dre, like, popped up when I was, like, 15. But, like, so they didn't just keep fucking, like, oh, we got 10 kids, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
What the fuck did you say?
I said in South Carolina.
You are disgusting.
I'm a dickhead.
You better stop.
But for me, that's all I ever did. Like, that's. How I am me, because my parents were very busy, and I think they tried, but I mean, for the most part, I raised myself, like I was alone with myself a lot and had to deal with a lot on my own. So for me, people can say something, but you actually doing it, you have to either have somebody in your ear all the time or you have to be in your own ear. And for me, I was like, I see this didn't work out, so I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. I see how this makes me feel, so I don't want to make somebody feel like this. Mm-hmm. I see I don't like asking for money, so I have to go out and get this. Like, go get this job. Like, so for me, I was like, everything I see bad or that I don't like, I'm going to change. Like, I'm just not going to do that. And that's what I did, and that's what I continue to do. But 9 times out of 10, most people are going to follow along the footsteps of whatever their parents.
I think it's almost like they can't help it.
No, they
or
feel
like
that's like a
so,
family trade or this
yeah,
is what we
like
do or what.
People are so like scared to be honest about the shit. Like, I mean, to like how you'll say like, you know, my parents weren't, you know, really there or, you know, my mom was busy or whatever. Like, people yeah. are scared to say that. Like, people want to say like, you know, like, you know, my mom, you know, that was, she was everything. But really, your mom should have fucking stopped having kids so y'all didn't have to struggle like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
people
so people
do.
Pretend like it wasn't what it was.
Yeah,
because they're scared to be.
And that's like the normal like hood glory story of like, yo, like I'm good, like but I came from nothing. But look at me now. It's like yeah but you
I
still
mean, it's
have
a good like Cinderella story,
yeah,
but it's like
but
you
have
need to be
big
real.
Effects from that. Like, it was really sad as a basketball player, Sebastian Telfair. He was on the Breakfast Club. And he just really, really has this, like, ghetto mentality of, like, I can't leave the hood. The hood is in me. Lost all this money. Getting caught with guns and feeling like somebody out to get him all the time. So he got to keep guns and, like,
I mean, he's probably,
it's just
that's
like,
the life he
but
was
that,
living.
But this is, like, the hood mentality that niggas really got to shake and
you
get
know,
off them, like, bro.
Times was rough. Like, he had to make do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then now he got court cases and
did
shit.
Did you get that Judge Mathis reference?
I didn't really watch too much Judge Mathis, but I'm glad you did for everybody. Moving right along. Niggas, you niggas, pick a favorite fucking kid. And that shit is something in the black community and all communities, whatever the fuck. But really, I'm talking about us, the niggas, that... People really have to stop doing that shit. Because that really, really can fuck up a kid. And usually, the kid that you treat like your favorite is going to fuck you over. They're not going to fuck with you. They're not going to want to be around you when they get older. They're only going to use you. And you're going to fucking do it. Meanwhile, you can have a great other kids, but you focus on this one kid. And niggas had to do whatever they had to do, like, on their own because they know all you care about. And it's usually the youngest kid. And that shit is terrible. Like, I can maybe feel like, oh, this is my baby because this is your last kid. But that's fucked up because it's like you have other kids. And that other kid, I mean, it's probably going to be jealous. Like, say you and your second kid. This other kid only known y'all. Like, especially if they're older, they're gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, why is this kid getting all this attention? Mm-hmm. Why is this person doing this? I heard of a story one time when somebody was a baby and somebody else tried to pee because they seen somebody else pee, but I ain't gonna say no names. But it's just like, that's the type of shit, because they don't understand. They don't get it. And that's what, like, you can really hurt somebody's, like, feelings. And, like, they'll say little shit as they get older, like, oh, you only cared about such and such in a joking way, but they mean it. Mm-hmm. They really mean it, because they know. So that's why you niggas need to stop choosing favorite kids. Like,
I feel like they don't. I don't know that they choose them. I mean, I don't know, because I just think it's, I don't think we'll be like that because of how we are with the kids. And I don't feel, I feel like we treat them different, because you have to treat, I mean, they're different people. So we treat them differently. Like, certain stuff you can joke with, and you know, Keon.
And then it's
about
different if a kid is
going
to be up under you. Like, you can't help that, and other ones are more like to they self.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Sometimes I think that's what it is, and it maybe comes off as favorite. Sometimes. But sometimes it's just flat out favoritism.
We're
going to
go with most of them. Like
I don't feel like my mom did, though. But when I was young, that's what I'm saying. Like, even, like, I feel like my mom tried really hard to make sure that she didn't do that. But even though she did, I still felt like, I mean, kids, Shay felt like you liked them more. Yeah. I felt like you liked Shay more. Even parents do it, though. Because my mom was like, you like your dad. But I think she really, like, feels like that. And I feel like I really am, like, a daddy's girl, but I don't, I'm not, like, he's not my favorite.
But, I mean, and realistically, you hang out with your mom more. So, it's like,
and
if that was...
And I talk to her on the phone more. I mean, I'll call my dad, and he, like, won't answer, or he'll rush me off the phone. Yeah, I mean, he's a dad. Yeah, you know, like, you know, daddy wasn't there.
Rough, you know, he
you
just
know,
came
mama
around.
Really wasn't there.
Ever
Shit.
Since you went to the league, this nigga
you know
want to come
I mean?
Around.
Like, don't come around now.
Yeah, remember that one movie? Like, oh, this is my dad. This
oh
nigga
my
was
God,
never
fucking
here.
Fucking Tyler Perry. Yes,
that
I do.
Shit
that was
fucking
the Tyler Perry
great.
Movie.
That was the beginning of the end
oh
for
my
me.
God.
But I mean, bottom line is y'all niggas gotta stop choosing favorite kids. And once again, okay, when y'all have kids, y'all
we'll
gonna find
see.
Out.
Yeah.
Find out when I take your bitch. How about that?
I actually considered having one kid just so that we wouldn't have favorites.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about
no,
that?
No, like, it got serious. It got
like,
serious.
Like, even, you know what, grandparents do that, like, and people no. admit it.
Old
people
don't
I,
give a fuck.
Yeah,
they'll tell you straight
out. People
who
I worked with have said, oh, that's my baby. That's my favorite. That's my first grandchild. I don't give a
and
fuck.
And if you're a little bit bad, you could be having issues, and they think you're bad. They'll stop fucking with you because they like,
but
you're the bad
you're
one.
Not bad.
And they
when
won't
they
care to know.
They have favorites, they just have favorites. It's like, this is my favorite. That's my baby. I named her. I was there when she was born, blah, blah.
Yeah, I picked her name. Like, I knew she was going to be born. They got my middle name. They got, like,
right, you
bro.
Just
got
to make sure. Cause, and kids can tell, too.
Yeah. And
kids
then when them other
tell.
Kids is fucked up and doing dumb shit because they like, well, nobody gets me. Right. Like, and that's what I'm moving to my next point is, like, feeling lonely. I think everybody at some point, I think it's like the middle schoolish age, kind of like.
You kind of go through
you
every
feel like, yeah, you feel
school.
Like, yeah, you start to dress yourself and you want a new, stress. For a dude, you want
bumping,
a new haircut.
Bumping your own hair.
Yeah, you want like, oh no, I don't want that part in my hair no more and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just crazy. When you feel, like, your parents can literally be up your ass.
And you still feel like.
You feel like, bro, like, man, like, I just be in my room all alone. Like, nigga, it's 9:30. What the fuck else are you supposed to be doing? Like, what do you mean I'm in my room all the time?
Or, like you say some dumb shit, and your mom would be like, okay, but what about when we did X, Y, and Z? You're like, oh, yeah. But it's just hormones and shit, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes you really
but
might
that's
be
a great
lonely.
Way to get your ass cussed out when your mom, now we know, been at work all fucking day, and you come home, and you smelling your little self talking about your parents don't do shit. Shit for you, oh, okay.
And your mom had to deal with all that bullshit
at
work.
Boy,
oh
man, we know now. Yeah, you don't know.
My mom used to fucking come home so like distraught if it was a fucking bowl in the sink. Like, y'all don't give a fuck about me. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, for, and I, but I understand now.
So the holidays is coming up. Do you have any stories about trees? We don't. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just like everybody goes through that stage, but for some people, it's not going to be a stage. It's going to be reality.
Yeah.
And that's why you need to, like, really, like, if you notice, like, well, damn, they getting bad grades, or damn, they not doing this, or they doing that. Like, it's weird. Like, when you notice a change in them, you really need to have that relationship. Not that, like, a child stays in a child place and all that bullshit that you grew up with. You need to really, like, hey, just, like, talk to them and figure out, you know, what's what. Like, now that I check grades on phones, I'm not going to say for who. But it's just like, you know, I'm more so, I take the approach of, like, I'm going to give you the opportunity to explain yourself before it's like niggas coming down on you. Because maybe you don't understand a subject. Like, most people grow up, like, 95%. This is, I've thought about a new segment or a new part. It's like nigga facts. It's like facts that I just think is just nigga facts.
That you pulling out your ass?
Yeah, so the nigga facts. And the nigga facts is 95% of you motherfuckers just tell your kids, like, you better not bring no bad grades in my house. But you don't know what the fuck they struggling in. You don't know nothing. But you just tell them, don't bring no bad grades in my house. It's like, I don't fucking understand what war and who fought where, or this periodic table and this, like, I don't get that shit. But when they bring a D or something, you better get it together is the solution. Like, okay. Like, that just taught me everything. But I don't know. People don't get it. They, I mean, they really don't. And these are definitely coming from two people that don't have kids. The verdict's still out on you. I don't know, because you, a lot of similarities to Shay's kid, but that's neither here nor there.
Shut up.
But, I mean, this is just like common sense and what we've been around in helping raise these kids up now. Is like, these are the effects and these are the things that we can see that work right and things that work wrong. So that we can hopefully learn from, and when we have children, we do it the right way.
Right.
And last but not least, having fucking kids. When should you niggas have kids? Because you motherfuckers, if you tell me one more time, I'm glad I had my babies young, because, like, I'm going to still be going out, stuff like that. Because,
that,
like,
nope.
I go to the club, my babies.
Somebody has said before, you know, like, that's my baby. Like, we grew up together is what the fuck she told me. And I'm just like, bitch, you weren't, you didn't, you, okay, so you was too young to be fucking, to be honest, because, I mean, that's like a whole nother topic.
Jesus.
Like, really, kids fucking, that shit is weird.
It's
y'all
trash.
Shouldn't be, like, what are y'all doing?
Come on, y'all,
you
ain't
know
gonna
what
bump
mean?
The uglies, and for, like, a little dude,
so
you
she
getting
was
your little
like
rocks off.
15 when she had her son.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. Like, now he's probably, like, in his early 20s
just,
now.
It's,
but
it
she's only, like, probably just turned 40. Like, she's young still. You know, but it's just, I don't, it's just, like, you need to be, first of all, financially able. Because if you're 15, you're not. You still living at home.
Yeah.
You need to be, like, I mean, just ready. Like, you need to have lived. Even if you,
a
I mean.
Full fucking life as much as you
mean?
Can.
Like, at least I would say, you know, maybe you don't want to wait till you're 30, but I would suggest that. And I would, when I was younger, I wouldn't. I would say, I don't want to be 25 having my first baby. Because 25 seems old.
And then
it
as you get
old,
older.
Then when you creep up on 20, if you're 23, like, I'm not ready to fucking have no baby in 2 years.
Every time, ask somebody every 5 years what's old. And I guarantee you that number will fucking change.
I mean, even now, I don't know what old is. Like, I feel like old, you only as old as you.
I mean, now I'm thinking, like, 60 is old, but back in the day,
but
it was
but
like,
my parents are 52.
Yeah.
So, in 8 years, they're going to just be old? No.
I don't know.
It's going to be, like, 100 is probably old.
Yeah, it's old as fuck. Rest in peace to Stanley. This recording is dedicated to Stanley.
Damn.
Moment of silence. Thank you. Thank you. You're a fucking dickhead. You don't
sorry.
Even have a moment of silence.
Sorry.
But, yeah, like, I mean, real shit, though. Mentally, you have to literally know yourself.
What was you about? You was about to make up a word.
Literally. I
you
was
right?
like, what the fuck? I got tongue
okay?
tied. I had a cookie. It might be some peanut butter or something.
Yeah, it was no peanut butter. No,
well, okay,
okay,
my tongue is big. You know it. Yeah, 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 your bitch knows my tongue is big. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, mentally, like, you really need to know yourself. You need to love yourself for real, because
and you don't know yourself either. That's another thing. You don't know yourself until, I would say, some people 50 years old still don't fucking know their
and family. I still feel like I'm about 98% there.
You don't know yourself still, something?
I don't trust myself.
You're so fucking around ugly.
I don't.
You scare me.
You do. You scare me.
I feel like I know myself. Like, I feel like I've always, like, known myself.
You've been very mature for a long time. And people go to you.
I feel like you
people
can't tell
you
me
random shit like this out the blue all the time. God. Like, you just look like you have that aura. You have a loving face.
And I think that's, you know how we say that my siblings, like, attract, like, certain people? I think that I attract the same type of people, and they tell me all their business, but I just
but
don't
you know
take
how to
them
sniff
as
on
friends.
Them motherfuckers? Like, nah,
yeah, I just
bro.
Don't take them as friends and stuff.
Nah, because you got too much shit with
but
you.
But they take them and, like, put them under their wing and, like, come spend the night, come, you know. Like, for because at work, they do that.
Airbnb
tell me all their business. Shit. Yeah, but I just don't. I just give you a little, like, okay, like, this is what you do.
Okay.
Stay the fuck away from me, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just like, you can have kids whenever the fuck you want, clearly. But it's like, you should really know yourself. You should travel. You should, like, all that
shit.
But you
know what? People try to act like they don't want to, like, if they can't do it, they try to act like they don't want to travel. I don't like doing all that. Or,
another you thing, know, you niggas. This podcast is dedicated to you niggas. All you niggas love to say some they bullshit like, oh, I don't like planes. Oh, I don't like food. Oh, I don't like fun. Shut the fuck up.
Like
you
Christmas
don't like anything.
And puppies. They
God
do.
Damn,
they
you
do.
Niggas
they
love to
like
say some bullshit.
And then I feel like, though, even though, like, we have our opinions about shit, if you went on ahead and had your kids at 17, 18 and did it, I don't bash people who, you know what I mean? But
that,
I feel like
is,
they'll bash us.
And that's it.
Like, they'll repost some shit like, okay, you talk about me having kids young.
But, that,
but
okay.
Then when you 35 with a little baby
okay.
And I'm out and I'm still living my life.
Oh, sweetheart, let me tell you something. God bless you and your little hurt feelings for trying to post that for a defense mechanism.
Right.
But the
ain't
real shit is,
shit.
Like, ain't nobody bashing you. Niggas is saying our truths. And if you had it to do over, you can tell us till you blue in the face you like the lifestyle you have. Mm-hmm. But realistically, only God knows, and yo dumbass that tries to lie, the truth. And a lot of people would not have done it that way.
No.
It's not, it's maybe you don't want to say that officially, but a lot of, but you have the kid, and it'd be kind of mean, but it's like, bro, you don't want, and that's this whole shit. It's like, with the podcast, I'm like, damn, what the fuck is the direction? There is no direction, mm-hmm. But it seems like a reoccurring thing is just talking about real life shit, making it funny, and like really shooting down a lot of bullshit that people like rock with. Like, and hopefully it'll help somebody or change somebody's mind or like, oh damn, like I did think like that, but damn, you kind of right. You ain't gotta fucking tell us. You gotta live with yourself. And what we trying to do is help you niggas to live your best life. Like, it's a lot of fucked up shit going on in this world. Time to get serious for a second, for a brief second. It's a second. There's a lot of shit going on in this world, and you have to really, really know yourself, love yourself, and to deal with the day-to-day. Like, I literally shut a lot of bullshit off, like Shade Room, all these other bullshit pages. Like, I really don't be on my phone like that, like moving away from social media, like try meditation, try whatever. We gonna try it. You probably gonna laugh, but it'll be okay. But I mean, we just literally, you have to do everything to make yourself, whatever makes you feel good, do it. Whatever makes you feel bad, don't do it. And as simple as that, but it's not that simple to a lot of people. People gravitate towards bullshit because that's all they know or that's been going on since the beginning of time. We are trying to help you niggas.
And then we didn't say also, who the fuck you have a baby by? Be with somebody who is worth. Who you would be proud
Lord
to? Who you would be
Jesus.
Proud that this nigga is your baby daddy?
God.
This lady is your baby mama. Don't give your kids a fucked up dad.
Okay, can we just keep it? Just, all right, so fuck it. Let's just cut through all the bullshit. Y'all niggas is fucking, right? Okay, it's great. Nobody likes condoms. We get it. You niggas need to like something to not have a baby. Y'all got
to
like
never have a baby.
Y'all
with some
have to fucking,
some of these
like,
niggas
stop.
Out here, don't deserve to have ever fucking had not one kid. And so many not these, a fucking dog. So many like, these y'all, too, for real. Man. I mean, some women are, too, are but.
Trifling.
Yeah, but it's a lot of trifling. I mean, it's, dads
I mean that's
here.
Been going on since the beginning of time. Like, these I mean, niggas yeah. are really, really
But
trash.
You know what? How bad I would feel, like. For myself, I would feel stupid, but I would feel worse if I gave my kids a fuck nigga for a dad.
Great point. You gave your kids this problem.
I knew, because you know what? I knew that he was a fuck nigga, but I still went on ahead and had
kids. And you
kids
niggas are part of the reason why the world is fucked up, because these people are growing up with emotional fucking right. issues and mental issues, and you help fuck them
that's
up.
That's another thing. Like, why, if you, you know, you'll watch movies and shit, and you'll be like, you know, why the fuck is that psychologist asking them, like, so tell me about your childhood? That shit really does, like, that, you can go
that's
all the way back, and that's exactly what the
to.
Fuck. Happen, you fucked your kids up. Not every time,
they
but most of the
up,
time, something up. In their childhood fucked them up. And I mean, yeah. it just shows.
Some,
in their
somebody
adulthood.
Said somewhere that most addicts are addicts because they're trying to block out a traumatic time in their life. Mm. Something happened, whether they want to say or not.
Or
that,
whether
like,
they remember
just,
or not.
Yeah, they just.
Because sometimes they might push it out, you know, into the back of their head. Yeah,
I mean,
that makes sense.
And that's all this episode was dedicated to. You niggas. Mm-hmm. Stop doing dumb shit. I mean, and just...
And stop treating your kids like shit. Stop yelling at your kids, like, in the
snatching
store.
Snatching on
cursing.
Them.
Like, I have never... Like,
you
when you hear
bitch.
Somebody call a kid, I'm a fuck you up. And walk... Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, it's time to go home. It's time.
And telling them you're going to get out of my house. When they a teenager, they going through all kind of little emotions and shit.
Right.
And to hear all the time, you're going to get out of my fucking house.
And they
want to
leave any
fucking
way.
House.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, you, when I you mean, was younger, you wanted to leave anyway.
And then you be looking all stupid in the face or proud of your kid when they do well with themselves.
Being
when
phony.
You fucking... Like, when you didn't do a right. damn thing to help their
right.
wellness, they found something within them to fucking figure it out.
And then those be the main moms, like, because how certain people, I know at least, like, several examples right now in my head of kids that are going to leave, and they're not going to fucking come back. Ain't going to be no coming back for Thanksgiving and come. They're going to leave after they turn 18, and you ain't never going
to
fucking see
them again.
And
if they do, it's because they emotionally fucked up, and that's all they know, is to come back to that bullshit. But as soon as they get back, like, an hour within them being back home, they realize why they fuck they don't live there.
But I could say, okay, when I say they're not going to come back, I mean, you might come back for, you know, Thanksgiving or whatever, but you're not going to ever come back to live around.
No.
Like, I will always be, like, at least, like, a plane ride away. Like,
yeah.
you I'm not going to be around. And that's sad. Because the reason why I feel like we live here is to be near my parents.
We could be anywhere right now. And we've noticed in the past year or two that we love the city. We love big cities. We love all that shit. And it's like, well,
we
know
really
it's really important to help. And that's why this podcast is a lot of talking shit, but it's always facts and truth in it. As to where, like, this episode is all about parents. It's like, hey, if you heard anything in this or heard anything in yourself, fuck us. To do better with your kids or your decision-making and having kids, that's a win. Stop being dumb.
You're so smart. You
I mean, I'm
dad.
Just a real nigga. You know what I'm all saying?
All right, so it got kind of heavy. We about to end it?
Yeah.
I'm going to end it
any
with
last
this.
Words?
I'm going to end it with this. So, favorite female rapper of all time. You go, and then I'm going to go. You can do a few if you got a few.
Damn. Ever? Shit. Anytime T-Boz rapped, that shit was cold.
T-Boz did not rap.
Nah, she did. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was Left Eye.
Nah, T-Boz. Nah. All right,
that's shit.
Cause it was real raspy. All
right, I got two.
I don't know. Off the top, is hard, man. It's so many.
It's hard. All right, so I'm gonna go with Rod Digger.
Rod Digger.
Okay, Rod Digger, and then remember the group Black?
She died.
She didn't die.
She did. I was gonna do that, but I was like,
Well, she was still good.
Yeah, we're gonna end it on this.
She did not die.
She got hit by that car.
That wasn't the one that rapped.
It wasn't?
No. Now you just kill her like they be killing Sinbad all the time.
Damn. All right, we ending this shit. We fucked up, y'all. Have a nice night.